From small town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. Shares of General Motors jumped this morning after the company reported strong sales and issued new guidance that included smaller losses from electric vehicles in the future. The move comes after GM said last week it would book a $1.6 billion charge to recognize underused EV and battery factory equipment to compensate for low demand after the federal EV subsidy expired. There was a time when GM planned to assemble more than three times as many EVs this year as it's currently on track to make. While the automaker sold a record number of EVs this quarter, it's coming to grips with its overinvestment in the technology. Meanwhile, the world's largest EV battery maker, Contemporary Amperex Technology, reported a 41% rise in third-quarter profit, largely due to strong demand momentum. The Chinese battery giant's net profit was the equivalent of around $2.6 billion, up from a year earlier, and revenue rose 13%. The company is a key beneficiary of the EV sector's growth in China, with its stock rising more than 40% so far this year. And the huge demand for energy to power data centers will be a key focus for antitrust regulators moving forward. That's according to a former top official at the U.S. Justice Department's trust-busting division. With the rising popularity of using power-hungry AI tools in everyday life, tech giants are pouring billions of dollars into data centers to cope with the unrelenting demand. And they're turning to power purchase agreements with energy firms to reduce permitting and grid connection risks. In an interview, former DOJ antitrust official Jonathan Cantor said he's alarmed by the risk of these circular investments. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.